Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend of the morning.
Gunners and Ali, the wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. How did you sleep last night?
Not too bad. Of course, a big weekend of weather
yes,
and sport.
I know, right?
Of course, I was at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday.
Yeah,
as well.
I noticed that you didn't have your Mercedes.
Yeah.
Didn't want to rub it in. Saw that your old chariot
Thanks.
Was in the spot, but that must have been painful handing that
it
back.
It was, still is. Had to hand the keys back on Saturday, but a great outside broadcast of Mercedes. Thanks to all of the crew that looked after me on the day. That was Clint.
Yep.
Clint Dennis, the sales manager, and of course, Duncan Key, the general manager, who was the brave man who gave me the keys
yeah.
for the A200 for
Look
the last
Look at you name
days.
Dropping. I don't think it's going to give you the Mercedes.
It's
nice
worth a
try,
shot.
Though.
It's worth a
and the food they put on looked amazing.
Yeah, Cafe 159 responsible for that. It was delish.
Yeah, it looked amazing. Hard boiled eggs. When you know you've got boiled eggs on the platter, it's
really?
A fancy do.
Is
yes.
it really?
If we could beat England here, it would just mean that momentum heading towards the semis would be on our side. But plenty of sport happening throughout the course of the week. So I hope you're getting enough sleep if you love your sport.
It's like the Oscars. You've been given the music mark.
I know, that's the walk-off time.
You're absolutely right. When I started playing that song, poor old Mark Reddings thought, oh, quick, I've got to get off.
But I think you were just, you know, timing out, doing it for a little bit of atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was okay. It's looking partly cloudy tomorrow with late showers expected and 19 degrees. Much the same for Thursday, so you know I'm going to say it. What am I going to say about today being partly cloudy?
I don't know.
Hang out your towels and your sheets.
Not again.
Look, I'm giving you the jump because the next 3 to 4 days, it's fully rainy.
Thanks, Handy Tip Alley. Radio iSpy continues this week with thanks to RAC Parks and Resorts, who have 7 locations around WA from which to choose from.
And today, we're escaping to one of my favourite places. Actually, it's my favourite place in WA, the southwest, with a nature-based eco-experience at RAC Margaret River Nature Park.
Of course.
For a winter getaway.
That's
I
so
love
you.
Margaret River. I love the rain, especially my birthday's in July, so I always like to get away down south. The rain, there's wine, mm-hmm. there's loads of things down there. Cheese, come on, the list goes on. And plus, all the nature, and it's just gorgeous. But I spy with my little eye today, something starting with W.
So it's in relation to this region?
That's right.
Okay,
what could it be?
What could it be?
Ooh.
What could it possibly be? Wow. Good morning, 91.7 The Wave. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. It's Debbie.
Hey,
Debbie.
Debbie.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, love.
Okay, now, do you know our I Spy question?
Yes, I did hear it.
Do you know the answer? More to the point.
I think so. I'll have a stab anyway.
Okay.
I spy with my little eye something starting with W.
It has to be all the choice of wineries. Too many choices.
Yes, yes, indeed. It is wine and the wineries.
Well done, Debbie.
Yeah, I've been around them all. Trust me.
You'd sound like my kind of gal, Debbie.
Yes, it's not half empty; it's half full.
Bloody great.
It's Monday, so my turn to do the hard word, and today's hard word is traduce.
Yes.
Is it A, shame using lies?
Shame.
B, surmise, or C, exchange for a profit, traduce.
I'm going to go with B.
Surmise?
Yeah.
To traduce is to surmise. Final answer?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
It is actually A, shame using lies.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'm full of shame that I didn't guess that. I'm full of
shame.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.